My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, where you can listen to our pal Michael Phillips, who's going to join us at 8 o'clock to talk Commanders. Also, Adam Epstein, AWOD, on in Richmond at noon every day. Of course, you can listen to us on the Odyssey app, take us on the go, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. So we were talking a little bit about the Commanders and wide receiver. So they brought in Martavis Bryant for a look-see. But one of the things that people have noted is that while most of the starters didn't play that much, many of them didn't even play at all, Jahan Dotson was on the field a lot in the preseason game. I was trying to find the exact snap count, but I can't find it. Great rookie season for Jahan Dotson. We know that. A lot of optimism heading into year number two. Last season was a bust. He dropped some balls, which he was a guy who was known.
Bust is a little strong. I think it's a little
strong. I didn't call him a bust. I said the second season was a bust.
He
didn't improve upon the first year.
So I think he slightly did. I think his yards per catch went down. I think his receptions went up a little bit.
Yeah, but he played in more games. He only played in 12 games as a rookie.
Correct.
So his per game average was down.
Yeah.
He had less total yards with five more games.
Yeah.
I would say the second season was a bust based on the optimism.
Great, but I wouldn't consider it a bust. But okay. I'm just quibbling.
Well, however you want to term it, I think people expected more out of Jahan Dotson. And they definitely want more out of Jahan Dotson this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the Brandon Ayuk chatter is because they don't have much faith in Jahan Dotson. And obviously the connection he has with Jaden Daniels. But people think that they maybe need to upgrade the wide receiver room. Do you agree?
I do, myself. And I wonder if Dan Quinn feels that way too. And again, we kind of talked about this yesterday. Dan Quinn doesn't care where you were drafted with the previous coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care that he was a first-round pick in 22.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he feels like, yeah, he's got to go out there and prove something. So this is Dan Quinn when he was being asked about Jahan Dotson and how many snaps he had in that first preseason game.
Hey, Dan, obviously the starters don't typically play a lot in the first game, and they didn't, but Jahan ended up playing, I think, more snaps than any of the receivers. Just curious why, for him, did you feel that was good for him to do?
Yeah, I think we're right in the middle of that competition, you know, at receiver and trying to find out slot and inside and outside. So moving guys into different locations, Ben, that's a big piece of it. And you'll see more of that this week as well with him and with some of the other receivers. We're really digging into that group, and it's a really competitive group to push it. So you'll see more of that same with his reps increased again this week.
See, I would say guys like, I do think there's a lot of competition. I mean, maybe you could say they're all sort of middling. None of them are, you know, beyond Terry are stars.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say a guy like De'Ami Brown been a bust. Those seasons were busts where he was catching 15, 20 balls. I mean, he caught 49 balls. I mean, it's not 80, which is what we were hoping for, 60 to 80. It certainly was disappointing, but I wouldn't call it a bust.
Well, anyway. Maybe when they look at the film and they look way past the stats and they look at the film and go, all right, well, he could be more open here, right? He's running this route wrong. He's got to do this. He's got to do that.
I just think he's got competition.
Well, yeah, but they obviously don't feel like he's safe there because he wouldn't be playing as much. And they went out and drafted a receiver.
Yeah.
So
he's in no danger of getting cut.
No, I don't think he's going to get cut, but maybe they're just saying, he's got to go out and prove that he's our true number two.
I think that they've been intrigued a little bit by Zacchaeus. I don't know why I think that, but I think they're a little bit intrigued by what he can offer.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do want to. They have plans to find a way to play McCaffrey at some point. You don't draft him in the third round if you don't have plans to use him.
Correct.
De'Ami has showed up and made it interesting. I just think it's an interesting situation.
800-636-1067. I put it up
Nothing's
as the Junkies
guaranteed.
Poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Do you think the Commanders need to upgrade at wide receiver, and Jahan Dotson is part of it? As Jason said, there's no real loyalty to guys who were drafted by the old regime, right? So they're looking at Jahan Dotson, and they're saying, is he a guy who can play on the outside? Maybe they think he's better suited to be in the slot. I don't know. The reason why I say Jahan Dotson's second season was a bust is we thought he was going to build upon the success of his rookie season and be even better. He was a guy who looked like in his rookie season could get in the end zone a lot. He also was known for never dropping the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, not that he had 10 drops, but he had a couple of drops, and his production was down, and he wasn't in the end zone as often. Now you got a new regime, and maybe they think, maybe he was overdrafted. Turns out Ron Rivera sucked at the draft, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe this was another guy who, okay, he showed some flashes as a rookie, but maybe he was overdrafted. Yeah. And they're thinking, hey, we need to see really more if this guy's got the goods to be one of our top two receivers, or next year, or maybe even this year with the Brandon Ayuk trade, they need to upgrade.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're desperate to upgrade. They have other spots that are more pressing. I just think they have real competition, and they don't have any particular allegiance. And if they like Zacchaeus, if they like what De'Ami's doing, my understanding is this staff really likes De'Ami's skill set.
Well, they got to like somebody that they have, but I don't think it's encouraging if De'Ami Brown or Zacchaeus are potential starters on the team based on their production in their career. That's not good enough. As Jason, I'm with you, Jason. They need to upgrade at wide receiver. The only reason I wasn't gung-ho about Brandon Ayuk this year is because I do want to give Jahan Dotson a chance to return to form. If he gives you another, whatever you want to call the last season, if you don't want to call it a bust, fine.
I would say disappointing.
But what if he gives you the exact same performance this year?
I mean, it's still
then late. You're going to move off him as a starting receiver.
Maybe. I mean, if he gives us 50 catches this year, what if he gives you 50 catches and 7 touchdowns?
Okay, well, that's an upgrade in the end zone.
All right.
But if he gave you what he did last year, 49 catches, 518 yards, which is 10.6 per catch, and 4 touchdowns.
You know what I blame? I blame most of that on Bieniemy, our offensive coordinator.
Well,
I'm not kidding.
It's possible. And he did. And he had Sam Howell.
I think the receiver room is fine. It doesn't blow anybody away.
I agree with that.
Because McLaurin is fine as a number one. He's not a true number one in my eyes.
I mean, I think he is, but maybe like a 20th.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. But that's a number one.
Yeah. But
Is he not a top five receiver?
Right. Some of these teams that have true number ones.
He's not a CD Lamb.
He's not a CD Lamb.
I understand.
He's not an AJ Brown.
No, but
some of these teams have legit threats at, number one receiver. He'd be one of the best number twos in the league.
I would say Terry McLaurin is how I describe my kids. Good, not great.
Okay, I'm with that. But again, when you look at the depth, I think the receiver room is fine, but it doesn't blow you away. I don't believe you know, teams are afraid of their receivers. So I think
they have a real competition.
I think they need to upgrade it, and this is a make or break year for Jahan Dotson, as it is for Brown.
If you're bringing this up because they're kicking the tires on a 32-year-old receiver that they're bringing in, that's silly. Martavius, they brought in a punter. They bring in guys every week. That means nothing.
Yeah, I don't think Martavius Bryant's in their future.
That means nothing. They don't know these guys. They've only been here a couple months. They have a real competition. And I think, you know, maybe it's an indictment on Dotson, but Zacchaeus, I think they like. I think, they didn't even showcase Crowder. I think Crowder still has a little life left. And they like Brown. They want to see what McCaffrey could do. They just have a real competition.
But like Quinn said, you're right. Quinn said it's a competition out there, and Dotson's part of it.
Yes. Definitely.
I was looking at a ranking. Now, this is from last year.
I expect him to win it, by the way.
This is from last year.
I expect Dotson to win it.
And I would imagine that they've slid down. Last year, I believe this is from Pro Football Focus, there was a ranking of receiving rooms, right? The receiving core.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bengals were number one. They had Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. This is, again, last season. The Commanders came in at 19th. It goes down because you lost Curtis Samuel, and I don't think Curtis Samuel was great here, but you kind of knew what you had in Curtis Samuel. You don't know what you have in Luke McCaffrey. And Zacchaeus, I'm sorry, is not going to be as good as Curtis Samuel. And then that's 19th based on Jahan Dotson's rookie season. So, yeah, I think they need to upgrade. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Now, I wouldn't aggressively pursue Brandon Ayuk, like offer a first-round pick. That's where I would draw the line. But if the 49ers were willing to trade him for a second rounder and maybe a fourth, toss in a fourth, sure, I would do it.
Listen, I'd be thrilled.
Because then you have confidence in your receivers. Like if you could bump Jahan Dotson down to the third receiver.
Well, then you have a true number one, and then McLaurin as a number two could beat anybody. You know what I mean?
And then you're helping out your quarterback that much more. I mean, think about what Caleb Williams has to work with.
Yeah.
Williams is going to have Odunze, who was drafted, ninth overall in the draft, I believe, as his number three receiver. He's got DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
Listen,
He's got legit threats. And they got a really good tight end, too.
The only part of me that would quibble with sort of what you're saying is that they're not trying to win the Super Bowl this year. They're going to have some holes. I agree that long term the receiving group needs to get better. I don't know that they necessarily have to have Brandon Ayuk this year or some guy to put them over the top. They're still far away. They still got a lot of work to do on the offensive line. Secondary is still a big concern. We don't know how good the pass rush is going to be. So they're just. I agree with everything you said,
but the reason why we brought it up.
The reason
why I brought it up is because. It was curious that Dotson played that many snaps.
I just think he's in a competition with these other guys. They're not overwhelmed by him, certainly. He's not blowing anybody away.
It's kind of sad if he's in a competition to be a starter with Dyami Brown and Zacchaeus.
What if Dyami Brown...
Like, that's troubling, don't you think? If Jahan Dotson's not clearly beating those guys out, if it's a competition...
What if Dyami Brown has actually just been underutilized and poorly used by the previous staff? Yeah. And they look at this guy's skill set and they go... He's got a skill set.
What if it's,
they just want to see what they got.
Possible.
They were mismanaged last year. What if Jahan Dotson is better in the slot and Dyami is better on the outside for whatever scheme they're running?
They're trying to figure that out.
I think that's possible.
I agree.
Dotson.
I know, but you're getting caught up into the semantics of Jahan Dotson being the number two. It doesn't necessarily mean he's on the outside at number two. He could be better as a number three in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little bit disappointing when you draft him in the first round.
Why would I care if you want
more production?
Why would I care about his production when I care about the team's overall offensive production?
Okay, that's fine.
Because you're getting caught into
because
the
I don't
numbers.
Think you're going to get enough production. Because the other guys, at least based on performance, it could change. Maybe Dyami Brown's going to catch 50 balls this year. Mm. I just wouldn't expect it based on past performance.
I know, but if I'm Kingsbury, and let's say the slot is a better role for Jahan Dotson. Why would I care where he plays or if he's the number two? I don't care about Jahan Dotson's numbers. I care about what makes the offense go better. And if Diami Brown on the outside makes the offense go better than Jahan Dotson, I'm going to go with that.
Right. I literally think our entire offense was mismanaged last year. I almost give them all a pass. All of them. We had a buffoon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Running the offense, in my opinion.
I think a lot of it was lack of talent. I'm not saying Bieniemy was great. I think he was a dud.
Yes.
But they haven't had much talent. Jahan Dotson was somebody who was supposed to be talented. That's why he was drafted in the first round. He showed it as a rookie. Didn't show it last season.
Lose talent. Like, you have talent or you don't. I think he has talent. They're trying to figure out where's the best, who's best for what position. These are all new to these guys. They've seen him for like 3 weeks.
I get it.
Yeah.
And he was still listed. Spot. He was still listed atop the depth chart.
Right. I think he's gonna.
But I do think, as Jason said, I agree with you. They don't have a very good wide receiver room overall.
It doesn't scare you.
It's just fine.
It's fine.
It's
fine.
Below average.
Okay, maybe. I don't know everybody's depth chart. They don't have a star. They don't have a superstar.
800-636-1067. We'll come back. Take your calls. What do you think? Jahan Dotson got a bunch of snaps. You heard Dan Quinn. He said it's because they're trying to figure out how best to use them. It's a competition. Does it worry you? Do they need to upgrade at wide receiver? Your call's next here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.